Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Sibu Ntshange is head of workshop and training at Resolution Circles UJ. He's on the line with us just to really talk to us about the challenges that I think lots and lots of young people are facing. Those who are looking for jobs, who really don't know where to begin. Some of them have not been able to get into university. And on the other hand, you've got companies that keep saying to us they do not have the required skills. Young people don't have the required skills to get into the job market. So thank you so much, Sibu, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and thank you for having me, and good evening to the listeners.
Mr. Shango, just maybe give us an overview of what Resolution Circle is.
Resolution Circle is a technical skills training company founded by the University of Johannesburg in 2012. Our focus was more into technical skills development. And not only that, but also to bridge the gap between the universities and the industries at that time when we started. But the business grows, we started to open more doors for artisanal development, which means it also includes the TVET colleges, where we touch also on those students that are looking for the artisanal development our programs that we also offer to Resolution Circle.
So with that artisanal development program, just how great is the need?
Well, the artisan development program are more focusing on the trades. Most people, they call them the red seals, they call them the artisans and so forth. So mostly it focuses on the people who come from the lower grades of school, say grade 10, 11, and 12, and those that have pursued their colleges as well. So it caters for such a number of learners. And it also opened more doors for learners who are more hands-on in terms of skills. You know, we have a big challenge that most of the young people, when they complete their high school, they only think of universities, and they don't necessarily think of the TVET colleges. So we focus on both ends, but mostly we advocate the artisanal development because we have realized that the more we have artisans, the more the country's economy gets sustained, because we need more artisans to be hands-on, you know, machines in terms of building up industries, in terms of meeting the demands on the industries as well. So we are focusing mostly on those particular trades.
I mean, what I think is quite impressive about this, that UJ has pioneered this is, you know how many people get so desperate. Somebody maybe drops out of school and they're looking for an opportunity. In comes a bogus college somewhere. They pay some lump sum, whatever the monies are. And in the end, you know, this person is not even properly trained, let alone ready for the industries.
Yes, unfortunately. Unfortunately, that's basically what happens. I think, Pamela, the biggest challenge maybe that we need to be looking at is what inspires the learners when they're still at high school to be what they wanted to be by the end of their matric life. I think we're lacking more mentors, we're lacking more role models in terms of how do we display and model these careers around these young people. So as Resolution Circle, we are more focused in terms of allowing these young people from the early stages at the high school level to say, remember, you are not at the end of the road when you are not being accepted by the university. There are also other pathways which you can also explore to ensure that your talent is being nurtured, your talent is being realized as well. Like I said earlier on, there are some young people who are good with their hands, but academically they're not making it. They're not good at academically. So the artisanal training is a blended program where you learn by doing. So that on its own, it allows this young person to say, hang on, I'm familiar with electrical wires. I'm familiar with the engines of the cars. I'm familiar with this particular welding machines, welding of the gates, the burglar doors, and so forth. How do I therefore expand myself? How do I nurture myself in that space in getting the qualification? That's where we tap in, or we jump in by saying we are there to assist you to bridge that gap in order for you to become a value add into the ecosystem in terms of the industry development, as well as, you know, contributing, of course, in the society economically.
And I think for me, what's important here is the recognition that it's talent, you know, that you may not necessarily be academically inclined and you have another gift. That in itself is a talent, and this economy can use that talent.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said earlier, despite the urgent need because of the societal emphasis, our society has given this stigma of saying that you need to be a university graduate for us to acknowledge you. But yet they forget that today we're sitting in our homes with the lights on. We're driving our cars that are well maintained on a month-to-month basis. It's because of the artisans, those guys who are going there, who are not scared of getting their hands dirty. So we send to these youngsters, it is the future that we are advocating at Resolution Circle, that we are actually believing in them, that there is no way that you can fail your metric and think it's the end of the road, but it's the beginning, because we need to check and nurture your talent in terms of what else can you do with your hand. Because with your hands, you are capable of achieving anything that you can dream and put your mind into it. Mm. So that is why we exist as Resolution Circle.
Mr. Shang, I want us to talk a little bit about how important this is for industry itself. So mining companies, energy companies and the like, who constantly tell us that, you know, there are many, many young people who don't have jobs, but there are many who can't come into the workplace because they don't have the required skills. And some of them who are, you know, probably within those jobs are not upskilling quick enough. So let's talk about how we are meeting the needs of industry at the moment.
Sure. That's a really exciting question, Pamela, in terms of meeting the industry needs. We have noticed that we are experiencing a lot of retiring artisans in the industry. That is why today we talk about deindustrialization, where companies are closing down, and you hear that companies are saying we're lacking skills, we don't have skills to bridge certain gaps. That is why we're closing or moving or migrating to other countries. But yet we're saying we have lots of talented young people, but what we're missing in the gap is these retiring experienced mentors that are supposed to mentor these guys within the industry. So by this shortage, we sort of like looking at, you know, rebuilding these pipelines of skills within the SA by saying, guys, let's bring these guys before we see lots of these old artisans exiting the industry. While they're still on the industry, let's bring these young people and be mentored by you so that there's a transfer of skills. There's a gap being bridged from these mentors. Remember, we are living a Gen Z, you know, generation that are driven by your artificial intelligence, your robotics. Everything to them, it has to be computerized. You know, any challenge that they come across, it has to be addressed in a most, you know, simpler and agile way. But with artisan training, we also emphasize the balance to say it is important to understand artificial intelligence, but also you will need your hands to work on your problems or challenges. E.g., the mining sector, you know, the mining sector is evolving. There is lots of technology that is happening in the mining sector, but it doesn't eliminate the hands-on skills, that particular technology.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the data in terms of the predictive, you know, maintenance, you know, predictive, you know, health and safety, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone who will say, I think we plug in some information data, or rather some equipment that reads the data in terms of the predictive maintenance. And that equipment, someone must read the data and interpret the data. So that data, once it's been read and interpreted, there might be a solution in terms of how to, you know, protect and prevent the further damage that may cost people's lives and, of course, cost the companies, you know, or profit. So that balance for us is very much important, because it's not only about training in terms of the hands-on skills, but also to stimulate the interest within the field of your 4IR, your artificial intelligence. How we marry the two in our training programs, it's always important for us to sort of piggyback both worlds, so that these young stars who are Gen Z they don't see artisan as only getting dirty, but also there are solutions in the process.
Yeah, because I know a lot of them would be thinking, I don't want to go and dig, but you know, the mining sector has so many other opportunities, and you wouldn't know until you get to expose yourself with the kind of opportunities that are there and where you may fit in. But you know, we've spoken about the mining sector. Just give me maybe an example of other sectors that maybe are requiring these kinds of skills that you guys offer at Resolution Circle.
Yeah, your manufacturing and engineering sector, that's our mostly sector that we work closely with. And these sectors are obviously fall under a Sector Education and Training Authority, which is your MERCETA. So those sectors, what we contribute towards them is it's twofold. The employed people, we talk about reskilling or upskilling of the staff because the technology evolves. So basically, we say that learning is not a destiny, but learning is a continuous journey. So what you have learned in 3 years ago, this time around is different. Mm. So you need to keep on, you know, reskilling your staff. E.g., companies are now evolving or becoming innovative in terms of automation, you know. But you find that you've got staff that are experiencing automation, but the kind of program logic controls, which is PLCs that are used for automation, they evolve every now and then. So the company must keep up with the trend. Otherwise, if they don't keep up with the trend, you end up, if I may use EG or on cell phone. You know, there's this particular, you know, I'm not going to mention the name for a free advertisement. I'll call it a peer.
Yes.
There's always different version that comes in, you know, in the other version. So it's a similar thing with the skill. You know, if you don't upskill yourself, you'll be replaced by a different version of talent that comes into the company. So you find that most of these manufacturing companies, they become resistive towards the new upcoming learners into the system because the fear is these young people will replace us. But for us to mitigate that, we send to the company, let us upskill your guys to be in par with the next kind of speed so that there's no competition amongst them.
Got you. So as you bring in the new cohort, you also assist the current workforce as well to be upskilled so that, you know, there is no real conflict there.
Correct.
You know, I remember around when we were building the Gautrain and, you know, there was a buzz around the kind of skills that we had to bring in. And I think French company had brought in the bulk of the engineers that were coming in and so on. The president spoke about making sure that this country starts becoming an industrial site. And I'm sitting here thinking, we need to do something quick because while we want this to be a construction site, we also want the skills to be from here, you know, for many of the people on the ground to be our young people, those young people who are of ambition, who also must one day point to a building and a bridge to say, I was a part of that.
You're absolutely right, Pamelo. It starts with a hunger to learn and to actually partake into this particular developments. I always say to our young people that, you know, you don't prepare for an opportunity once you start knocking to your door. You need to start to be inquisitive. Look around. What's going on around you? What value can you add around you? You know, so those type of developments, we ended up finding that our country is developing. I mean, you drive N3, you drive R21, you drive all these main roads. You see there's lots of development that are happening. But once you go and visit and try to understand who of these guys are participating in this project, you find that the developers, they'll always bring their own people across, you know, the oceans, you know, e.g. With building construction.
Yep.
If we don't have engineers that are professionally registered with an engineering company in South Africa, they are not eligible to sign some of these big projects because now we need someone who understands to read a plan, someone who will look at the risk around the plan, someone who will also look at in terms of the structural integrity of the plan. You know, we had an incident in South Africa where the bridge was built in Sandton, and some of the report findings there were pointing back to engineers to say these engineers were not qualified. But what makes them qualified? It is when we come in as Resolution Circle Because under our programs, we also have a program called candidacy program, where we help engineers to professionally register with the Engineering Council of South Africa.
Ah.
We take them step by step until to the last phase where they get registered. Remember, with extra credentials, you can operate anywhere in the globe because your recognition as part of the EXA, it actually paved the way for you to sort of tap into other areas within the field of SAT because they know that you are professionally understanding what you are doing. That is why it's called professional registration.
So obviously the opportunities are on both sides for both the employer and those who want to get into the job market. It sounds to me like you are able to meet both needs.
Absolutely. That is why I was saying earlier, Pamela, that our role it is to bridge the chasm between the industry and the institutions. Institutions, not only the higher institutions of education, but also the lower institutions of education. And even the law of the lowest. I mean, we've got entry-level guys who come to us by saying, look, I don't even have an entry requirement for me to become your artisanal, what you call, guru.
Mm-hmm.
But however, I'm able to use my hand. Can you guys train me to do a plumbing? Remember, those guys who are sitting at your builder's warehouse, cash bills, you name them,
Corner, yeah.
Those guys are there. They know how to use their hands, but they don't have a certificate
of compliance and all of that. Yeah,
exactly. So our role is to go to such people and say, guys, come on board. Let's help you to get a qualification. Let's help you to have the right documentation. Because I for one, in my domestic repairs and maintenance, the insurance demands that whoever that comes to my house must have a compliance certificate. Now, how do you therefore come to my house and work? Yes, you've got all the work, you've got all the talent, but you're lacking the compliance certificate.
Yeah.
If my visa fails in the next day, my insurance is not going to cover me because that whoever that installs the visa did not pull any compliance certificate. So we bridge that gap to say, let's help you to be compliant. Let's help you to be certified. Let's walk the journey with you and sharpen your skills so that it's not about only your trade, but also this government, this governance in terms of the compliance.
Mm.
Let's help you become more, you know, marketable in terms of your skills, in terms of your business, if you want to start a business, in terms of you looking for a job. Because if you don't have those type of documentation as a support, then you are out of the game. So this goes back to the industry. Industry, we always say to them, yes, we've got artisans that are working with you, but these short programs that we also provide, they add value to your people. Remember, every company must show their workplace skills plan. The workplace skills plan, it talks about the skills within the business.
Mm-hmm.
Who of your staff has what? So let's bridge those gaps. So we're there to help to bridge those gaps because you find that most of the time HR dictates what training they must give people at work.
Mm.
But you find that when that training has to happen, people, they don't show interest because it was not from their own choice, but it was from the HR choice.
Yeah.
So we're saying to companies, work with us, we'll help you to unlock your staff, we'll help you to bridge the gaps that are identified within your staff. In fact, we even do the gap analysis in some of the skills.
Yeah,
because
what I'm hearing is that, yes, we were speaking about big industry and big capital, but this is even for a small little guy with maybe 3-4 guys who may think, you know, I need them to be upskilled. I need them to have the necessary qualifications so that I also comply, as you said, so that I can get more business. So even for those guys, the opportunity exists.
Absolutely. In fact, to be honest with you, most of this medium micro enterprises are our main clients because they continue training and sharpening their guys.
Mm.
You know, the smaller the company, the more as a director and the manager of the business, you'll know who needs what in terms of the skills.
Yeah.
But the bigger the company becomes, it becomes difficult to identify staff number 134 what skills he needs or she needs.
Mm.
You know, but if the business within the range of software 1 to 50. It's manageable to identify. That is why most of our clients, they come from small businesses.
Hmm.
That's where we actually we place our student in terms of the workplace experience, and also they bring their own guys as well for upskilling with us.
Excellent.
So we strike that balance in that sense.
Okay, so I want you to respond for all of those. Where do people find you? You know, I love the fact that you're saying you may not necessarily be asking someone to have a matric. If you are interested, if you have the knowledge, you just sort of get in touch with you and things may happen from there. Similarly with companies, you may custom make the program, if I understand you correctly.
Correct, correct. Pamela, we are in the heart of gold, Johannesburg, in Doornfontein. UJ Doornfontein, those who know UJ in Doornfontein, we are just opposite UJ. We are owned by UJ. That's where we're at. And I know that our young people, they love the fact of being in Joburg. But yeah, we are in UJ, Johannesburg. Our address, I think they can visit our website, which is, I think we will share probably at the end of the show, or can share now, you'll
yes.
Let me know. Yeah, so they'll visit our website, Resolution Circle. Mm-hmm. That's where all our details are at, mm-hmm. in terms of our training programs, what we are offering, and so forth. We've got a team of dynamic sales consultants who are always eager and ready to respond to any of the questions that these youngsters may have. So, yeah, also when it comes to our fees, we sort of try to be reasonable with our program fees because we know that most of these young people, they come from disadvantaged communities. We also have another training center in Belcom, opposite the Harmony Gold Mine. In fact, we are in the Harmony Gold Mine facility. So we are based in that space in Belcom. So, like I said, we cater for all these young people coming from different backgrounds, you know, because our heartbeat, it's more into skilling the country for future sustainability, nothing else.
Well, this sounds like excellent news to me. Thank you so much for talking to us. And I'm sure you'll be getting a lot of requests coming to you very, very soon. The Sibo Shange is the Resolution Circle's executive in workshop training and internship. So you can get hold of them at Resolution Circle. That's their website. And then you'll get all the details there, whether it's a telephone number, their address and the like. So thank you so much, Sibo, for talking to us, and all the best to you.
Thank you, Pamela, and thank you to the listener. All the best to you, too.
Thank you. Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.